This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, February 7th, 2020. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is the man who may have won the Iowa caucuses, Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics.
Yeah, well, I got just as many delegates as Tom Steyer.
And spent less money. Hey, let's talk about money and sales tax reports for Fort Smith. What do they tell us?
Well, a couple of things. I guess first, the overall is that the numbers were up, which is a good thing. That's the right direction. The city's share, Fort Smith's share of the 1% Sebastian County tax was a little over $17 million, $17.2 million. That was up 2.1% over 2018, and it was up almost 6% over the city's budget estimate. So that's about $400,000. That gives the city about $400,000 more than they thought for the general fund budget. And that tax is important, Kyle, because that helps fund police, fire, and other essential city services. That goes into the city's general fund budget. So that's a pretty good deal. And if you look at the decade, that tax is up 16%. Grew from 14, almost about $15 million in 2010 to, like I said, that $17.2 million in 2019. So over that 10 years, that's $2.3 million, almost $2.4 million more. Now, the city's 1% street tax, which really is somewhat of a better measurement, too, of our consumer spending in the city, was up just 1.4%. I think I would suspect the mayor and the chamber folks would like that to be a little bit higher in terms of a reflection of consumer spending and consumer confidence. But it was up 1.4%. It was up 6.5% over the budget estimate. And again, that money is used for maintenance, for new construction on streets, bridges, and drainage.
All right. Well, I have a quiz for you. What has 864,305 square feet and sold for $17 million?
Central Mall, unfortunately, Central Mall in Fort Smith, which the $17 million, that was a low number. I had heard that it was up for sale, but it was interesting that I think it went at what I think is a low price, but maybe not so low when you look at the health of malls, not only in Fort Smith, but in nationwide. And it was sold to a group who, by the way, owns the Northwest Arkansas Mall in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Egal Namdar and Elliot Nassim. I'm sure I'm hacking the pronunciation of those names, but they purchased the property sometime, probably December, maybe late November. The new deed was filed with Sebastian County Assessor's Office January 2nd. Showed again that it was a $17 million deal. These two gentlemen out of New Jersey, in fact, they're out of New Jersey, but the Namdar Realty Group's out of New York, but they own about 120 shopping malls. That includes 45 regional malls, kind of like Northwest Arkansas Mall and Central Mall, and about 30 million square feet. They have a reputation, and I wish they'd call back. I've placed several calls with them, and they've not called back. They have a reputation for really acquiring these properties and then just setting on them and then, maybe spinning off some assets or just trying to make money off of them on a future sale. But they don't have a reputation for investing or upgrading or renovations or that type of thing. So I certainly hope to be wrong with some of the feedback I've received from folks that know about what's going on in the Northwest Arkansas Mall in Fayetteville. I think that's the case. So I don't expect the new owners to make big changes at the mall.
I talked to someone in the Northwest Arkansas real estate industry last year about malls. And like you said, we all know that malls are not what they once were. And this real estate person told me, but if you get them at a low price, there are still, if not 100% capacity, there's still rent and you can still make money in malls in 2020.
Yeah, they're still going to throw. And look, the Northwest Arkansas Mall is going to throw off cash on rent. I mean, it's just a good economic environment. One of the things in terms of mall development, I don't know if this is going to be a trend or if it's a one-off, but there are some reports showing that the younger generations, they don't go there to shop. They go there for entertainment, to gather with their friends in food courts or that type of thing. So, there may be another opportunity for malls to be not just shopping centers, but entertainment venues. So, anyway, I don't expect that to be an overnight success in Fort Smith, but we'll see if they do anything with the mall.
Put in a Space Invaders machine. You'll get me back. All right. Finally, last week we spent some time discussing the consent decree, Fort Smith, the sewer problems. When we talked, there was going to be a meeting between the city manager and the EPA to try to get some relief. We hadn't heard a report from the meeting. What do we know now?
Well, we just know Carl Gepkin, the city administrator for Fort Smith, met with him last Wednesday in Dallas with the EPA administrator, Ken McQueen. And he says it went well. He said they had a good meeting. They played their case and that he was attentive. We'll see. Gepkin also said it was not a good negotiation. There were no attorneys present. It was just him and McQueen's chief of staff and Mr. McQueen himself. So we'll see what kind of relief they provide. By way of reminder, you know, Paul Calamita, the attorney that the city's hired, the consultant the city's hired, figure out how to go forward, has said that, you know, if there's no response from McQueen or if McQueen's response is negative in terms of giving the city some relief on this estimated $480 million consent order, then, you know, then this could eventually end up in the courts with the city going to the federal court and asking for relief. So I don't know how much time they're going to give the city, frankly. And I kind of hate to have to admit this, but the city and Mr. Gepkin have been, let's just say, less than transparent, less than forthcoming in terms of keeping the public up to date on what may really be going on or what's really being said or what they really think the intent or the possible outcomes are or when they may hear more information. So it's kind of been that way from the get-go, even when Mr. Gosick was city administrator. The city, through its law firm, Daylene Woods, and Mr. Canfield, the attorney, it's always been a hide-the-ball kind of game from the public. So I say all that to say I wish I had more information, because this is one of the more significant, more costly things that's on the city agenda right now. Probably one of the more significant things that's been on the city's agenda in its history. We're kind of flying blind on it as a public.
All right. Well, stay tuned. More to come.
Yep.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and many others at talkbusiness.net. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome, sir.